Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Everybody feeling good? Our stage, doesn't this look awesome? If you're new here today, it's because VBS starts Monday. And Becca's done a tremendous job and some other folks. I know her mom helped her and some other different people, but it almost makes me feel like going camping. Jumping in that canoe and not getting wet. There's a story behind that, but I don't think I'll dabble into that this morning. But it's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning, is it not? Everybody's away from today. Pastor Ken is speaking. Laura Rowe, David called this morning. He's sick. Keep him in prayer. Mitch, I think, sick. He didn't have announcements, so maybe things are a little different this morning, but you know what? It's still good, because Jesus is here, and we're here to serve the Lord. We're here to listen to his word, see what the Lord has for us, and so it's all good. It's all good. Today, I want to speak upon faith versus our feelings and our emotions. And so I'm kind of excited about that. I like to talk about faith. I like faith. And hopefully I can get through all this material and try to have you out before the Baptist gets to the restaurant back home. There was one restaurant in town, and there was like four churches. And so everybody went to the one restaurant after church. And so you could pretty well tell if the Holy Ghost got moving in our church, the Pentecostal church, because we'd be the last ones there. And if the Spirit wasn't moving, we'd be the first ones. So our big saying there was, we'll have you out before the Baptists get to the grandma's bake shop. That's a restaurant, so I won't take too long, but God's good. Our first fill-in today, it said, we cannot allow our feelings to dictate our end results. The word says that, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, talk just a little bit about our feelings. You know, our feelings dictate a lot of times what we do in life. You know, how many people here this morning, if I actually asked you to raise your hand, said, I don't really feel like coming. I know, I'd probably be the first one. It was a crazy week, tired. I didn't feel like coming. But that's not how we do things, right? There's probably lots of people here that probably would have rather stayed home. But our feelings sometimes dictate how we respond and what happens in our life. You ever get up and you go to work and you tell, or you look at your husband or your wife and say, I don't feel good this morning. Or say, I'm tired today. You say that all day long. I'm tired. I feel tired. I feel tired today. Or you come home and I'm stressed. I'm just stressed right out. I feel stressed. I feel. How many times you said that? Or, I feel unappreciated. You say to your wife or your spouse, or your spouse says it to you, I feel unappreciated. I feel used. You know, it's always I feel. Do you ever notice that? It's always how you feel. Am I preaching to myself this morning? I like to pride myself as a faith person, but I do feel things that there's times that I feel like that. And we all feel like that because we're human. It's a part of our life that we feel things. But the Bible says that we shouldn't go by our feelings, that we should live by faith. And the challenge is to allow our faith to override our feelings, right? But most of us live with our feelings overriding our faith. You know, our feelings, our emotions, and feelings a lot of times come out of fear. Fear is an emotion, if you look up the definition to it. Fear is the opposite of faith. And a lot of times we don't do things in life because we're fearful. And it brings those feelings in, and it sways us from walking by faith, but by walking by our feelings. In the Bible, Peter began to walk by faith. He stepped out of that boat, and he started to walk toward Jesus on the water. I mean, everybody knows that story, I'm sure. If you don't, you can look it up. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus and he started to look at the storm and the wind blowing, he allowed his feelings to override the faith he had, and he started to sink. Now, we serve a great God. He reached down and saved him. But even Peter's human just like us. We're human. I'll tell you one story. I'll try to limit my stories today. But I can remember when I got hurt really bad riding this horse, this beautiful horse. Broke my shoulder, dislocated, the whole deal. Messed me up really bad. You know, it was hard to get back in the saddle after I got healed up. Because my feelings were trying to dictate to me what my end result was. My feelings were. Was I ever going to ride again? You know, was I ever going to be around horses again or just stand on the ground? I had to force myself to not live in fear, not by my emotions, but get back on that horse, not that particular one, but get on another horse. We got rid of that horse because he did the same thing to two of my buddies too. And so it was kind of a habit. But, you know, I got back in the saddle. And that's what we have to do. We have to overcome our fears and our feelings. Our second fill-in, it's faith is the foundation to everything we believe. Now, I want to just talk a little bit about faith first, about faith. First of all, it says several times in the Bible that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We should live by faith and not by sight. We need to live by faith. So what is faith? Faith, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I got to read something in the Amplified because it changes the light on this a little bit more. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. Let me read that again. See if you can get that. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the deed title of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. It says confirmation. Faith is confirmation. Faith is very important in our life. What is faith? Faith is confirmation, the assurance of confirmation, the deed title. I'd like to say a couple things. I can get it to you. It says a deed title. I might not see your car, but you can show me your registration. And that registration says you own a car. Does it not? The deed title. The same with your house. You get a deed for your house. You can say, well, I have a house in Florida. And if you show me the deed title, I may not have seen the house, but it says you have a home in Florida. That's the same way with us. Our faith, our walk with the Lord. There's things in the Word that God has said that's for us, that we have the deed for, and we may not see it. It may not have come to reality, but it says it. You getting where I'm going? Everything we need's in the Word of God. Everything we need. The deed title's there. It's for us. This is our deed title right here. It tells us everything that belongs to me. It tells me everything, should tell you everything that belongs to you. This is the deed title. This got my name on it. It says it's for me. Faith. I'm going to jump to John for a minute and read you something else. 1 John 5:14-15. I don't think that's on our screen. You can write it down if you want. This is important scripture. It says, "This is the confidence which I have in him. If I ask anything according to his will, in agreement to his own plan, he listens to us and hears us. And this is the confidence and the insurance, the privilege, the boldness, which I have in him." We have confidence in the Lord. We should have confidence in the Lord. Confidence in the Lord creates faith. If you have no confidence in who you believe in, then you won't have any faith. You'll go by your feelings. Confidence. We went away for a few days, and I had booked rooms about a month ago, and they give me a confirmation number. And so I didn't physically see my room, but I had that confirmation number. It was confirmed for Larry Smith. And I had confidence in that confirmation number. I had confidence that when I got there, I knew they were going to have a room ready for me. Right? They were going to have a room ready for me because it was all confirmed. I had my confirmation number, folded it up, put it in my wallet. Here's your confirmation number. It's all folded up for you. Just open it up and find out what it says. God has specific things for you in your life. What's that confirmation number? Is it for healing for your life? Is it for deliverance? Is it for a financial need? Is it for a need in your child, in your family? Is it a job place thing? What is it that you need to have faith for instead of walking by the flesh? See, faith is important. The Bible says it. It says the just shall live by faith. It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, it's very important for us to have faith. But to have faith, we have to believe. And we have to believe in something. Let that soak in. We have to believe in something. What do you believe in today? In Mark 16:16, it says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." Now you can go through the Bible and said, it says a lot of places we need to believe. Acts 15:11 says, "But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." Romans says, 9:10, it says, "If thou can confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved." It says, "For the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." We need to be believers today. We need to believe. It's one thing to have, you know, you have faith, but you have to believe. Faith and believing is twined right together. The Bible just consistently talks about us believing. We have to believe. Believing and knowing what God's word says drives out fear, drives out the fleshly emotions that bounces around in life. It says in Mark 11:22-24, it says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say unto you, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall be done, he will have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Throughout the Bible, just keeps telling us to believe, believe, believe. What mountains are in your life that you need faith to believe for? We all have mountains. We all have challenges. Some of our mountains are bigger than others, but they're all a mountain. They're all a mountain. The Bible says if we can believe, what are our mountains in our lives? Right here, we're faced with a mountain. We're getting ready for a big expansion. And we're believing God to provide us with the help, the finances, the people to fill it when we're done. We're believing. We're standing in faith. That's a mountain. What mountains do you have in your life that you're facing? God can help us overcome our mountains. Can he not? That's the God we serve. But it takes faith to do that. It takes believing to do that. You'll never go anywhere. You'll never do anything if you don't have faith and you don't believe. You'll be stagnant. It'll cause you to dry up and die. I encourage you to increase your faith. The Bible says, how do we increase our faith? It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Does it not? Faith comes by hearing. Bible says also, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done to you. I'd encourage you to get into the word of God. Find out what the Lord has for you. Find out what the will of God is, what he's saying about any aspect of your life. This is our handbook in life. This is where we go to increase our faith. We increase our faith, it says, hearing the word of God. You can increase your faith by coming Sunday mornings and listening to the word. You can increase your faith by listening to messages. I listen to 3-4 messages a day. You know, I do that. I try to read some scriptures every day to increase my faith. And you know, the days that it seems like I don't are the days I have low days. And the days that I pump the word in, I pump faith into me, I'm led by the Spirit, the heartbeat of God. I know what he says for my life. Faith. Believe. Messages. Meditate. The Bible says in, what's it say in Psalms? It says that they that meditate on the law of the Lord day and night shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. You want to be successful today. You want to not be led by your feelings. You want to be led by faith. You want to plow forward and not set back. Begin to meditate in his word day and night. Begin to know the heartbeat of God. Begin to know what he desires for us, what he has, his plans, his steps for our life. We can only do that by meditating day and night in the word of God. Meditation. Our faith needs to produce results. Your faith needs to produce results. In the Bible, there's certain places that it says your faith has made you well. If you're familiar with the Gospels, when Jesus cleansed the leper, that's what he said. Your faith has made you well. Your faith. Nobody else's faith. Your faith. We have to develop our faith to have an end result. We have to believe. The woman with the issue of blood, what did Jesus say to her? He said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well." Now, I don't want to make everybody feel bad, but I do think we need to develop our faith. Sometimes we don't live a victorious life is because we don't develop our faith. We have to. It's a constant thing. It's a constant battle. We have to constantly be developing our faith. It's like a martial artist or a boxer. He's constantly working out to be strong. Constantly. We have to constantly be building our faith, be strong. Sometimes we have to stand in our faith a long time. You know, look at Abraham. You know, I mean, he was an old man when they had a child. He stood a long time. There's probably not a lot of us would want to live to 100 to become a father. I know me. Them days are over. I don't mind being a grandfather, but I've told my wife, don't tell me, you know, there's another one on the way, because, like, I'm not going to deal with that at this age. And I'm half the age of Abraham, but he stood strong in faith, the Bible says. He staggered not at what God promised him, the promises. He staggered not. He stood strong in faith, giving glory to God that he was able to perform that which he had promised. Our faith is a long period. Our faith is the time we become born again to the time we die. We have to keep our faith strong. Don't be weak. What's the Bible say? Use the shield of faith, right? To ward off all the darts of the enemy. That shield of faith is important. Your faith is important to your Christian life. It makes a difference whether you're victorious or defeated. Increase your faith. It's easy. It's right here. It's right in our deed. It's right in our handbook. It's right there. When we begin to abide in the Word and it gets into us, when you begin to get into the Word and it says that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. When you start to pump that in every day, and that above all things, I wish you prosper and be in health. That Jesus wants us to be healed. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be prosperous. You're going to get out of bed in the morning and you're going to override those aches and those pains and those feelings. You're going to say that by the stripes of Jesus, the Word declares, my deed title says that I'm healed. And I'm not going to live a defeated life. I'm not going to let that circumstance override me. I'm not going to give in to it. And I'm going to use the shield of faith. And block all these little things the devil would try to throw at us. You can't do that if your faith isn't strong. I encourage you, strengthen yourself in the Lord. Strengthen your faith. Strengthen yourself. The Bible says in Romans 16, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Anybody know the rest of this? That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm going to tell you, when we seek the Lord, we get into the Word, when we meditate on him, when we begin to get his heartbeat in us, when our second nature is, when you wake up and you're feeling, I don't want to go to work today, and immediately the Word says that He wants us to prosper, that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, that greater is he that lives in you than he that's in the world. Soon as that kicks in, you shove back that feeling. That's where you need to be. That's the place we need to be. We need to be in that place with God so that the first thing when we get out, that lie that comes to us is, you're not going to have a good day. You're going to just say, no. The word says, my steps are ordered to the Lord. If God be for me, who's going to be against me? There's nothing impossible to God when you have that big situation at work and you think, it's impossible. You quote the word and that dissipates. When that becomes a part of your being, see, the word has to become one with you. If it becomes one with us, our faith is strong because we know what God says. We know who we are in Christ. And the word says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's what the word says. If we pour that into our being, if we take that attitude, he'll reward us. It's ours because we hold the deed for it. Amen? Amen. I'm going to have you out before the Baptists. Actually, what's it down the road? The Dutch Reform? I'm going to have you to Swiss Chalet before the Dutch Reform gets out. It would be our new slogan here at KWCF. Use your faith. I'd like to encourage you to use your faith this week. You know, God's word is simple, it's plain. Sometimes we complicate our situations. We complicate our mountains in our life that we're facing. And we look to the mountains or we look to the rough waters that we step out. But our hope is in Jesus. And when we put our hope and our trust and our faith in Jesus and we believe, those mountains fade away. They just disappear. You ever notice that in your life, that's what happens? You know, you go through something, and then when you veer off and you begin to just put your trust in him and your faith, God meets us. Let's stand. If you have a need in your life today, I believe God can meet your needs. Put your faith, put your hope in him. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can know him today. All you have to do is believe in him and that he died for you. It's simple to invite Christ into your life. And he can change all the things that seem to be big and out of control. He can put your life back together. Is there anybody that would like special prayer this morning? You say, I have a need in my body. I have a need in my house. If you do, I'm going to just pray for you folks. And if you want special prayer at the end, just come to the front. We'll lay hands on you. But I believe we serve a big God that loves us. And I believe that we serve a God that heals us and that he cares for us. And when I say heals, not just physically, he heals our emotions. He heals our family lives. He heals every aspect of us that's broken. Father, in the name of Jesus, we recognize that you're our Savior today. And we remember the good things you have done for us. Lord, we know your word says that you're for us and not against us. And that you want us to do well. And Lord, I pray for these individuals that have challenges in their physical or their home lives or their jobs. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus, that you'll heal those situations. That you'll take the things that the enemy would like to destroy and that you would just tear them apart, pull it out of their life and interject it with your spirit, I pray. Lord, you're our strong tower today. Minister to our congregation in all aspects and all needs, Lord. And Lord, we glorify you. We bless your name today, for you have done great and marvelous things in our life. We give you honor today, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week, take your word. Get into it. Let the word build faith in your life. Amen? Amen. Have a blessed week.